Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Pakistan has instituted comprehensive legislative, regulatory, administrative measures to regulate life sciences in the country and to strengthen our export controls on biological agents and toxins. Our export controls have been brought at par with the best international standards. Pursuant to Pakistan's Export Control Act of 2004, we maintain and enforce a national control list of goods, technologies, material, and equipment related to biological and life sciences field. Our national control list is also regularly updated. Mr. Chairman, Pakistan is of the view that any export control measures instituted by the state parties should be in conformity with the obligations enshrined in the convention and must facilitate the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of all its provisions. Such measures should not adversely affect the rights and obligations of state parties under the convention and should not lead to the creation of undue restrictions hindering the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. Mr. Chairman, the objective of non-proliferation through export controls can be better addressed by multilaterally negotiated guidelines to preserve the integrity and the balance that exists in the convention, as proposed by China and Pakistan at the 8th BWC Review Conference. Article 3 should not be used to impose limitations on export for peaceful purposes, consistent with the objectives and provisions of the Convention on Transfer of Scientific Knowledge, Technology, Equipment, and Materials under Article 10. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.